Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay. So we had mentioned in yesterday's Mishnah that if the 17th of Cheshvan comes along and there's still no rain, then the Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah scholars, they begin to fast. And they begin to fast three Ta'aniyos, three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And we said they could eat and drink in the evening before the Monday, Thursday, Monday. So the Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Sunday night they could eat. And then Monday, Thursday, Monday they fast. And they're still permitted, though, in Malacha to work, and to bathe, and to anoint oils on themselves, and to wear leather shoes, and to have marital relations. And now with Mishnah Hay, Mishnah Vav, we're going to go in different steps of what happens if there's still no rain, and there's still no rain, what happens. So Mishnah Hay. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes along. So we're in Cheshvan, right? So the 17th of Cheshvan, they were making these fasts, and then the very next month is going to be Kislev, right? Cheshvan Kislev. The next month is Kislev. And now still, the Lo Yardu Gishamim, Rosh Chodesh Kislev came along, and there's no rain. So what happens now? Now, Beis Din goes in Shalosh Taniyos, Beis Din will make a gzeirah for these three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Al Tzibor, on everybody, not just the Talmidei Chachamim, but everybody. However, even though it's on everybody, with these fasts, everyone's still permitted, Ochlin v'shosim mishecha shecha, you can eat and drink the night before the fast, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, umutaran, and it's permitted the malacha to work on these fasts, umberechitza to bathe on the fasts, ubesicha to anoint yourself with oils, sandal to wear leather shoes, shemita, and marital relations. So just like in the previous Mishnah, these things were permitted on the actual fast. So to over here, even though we're in stage two, these things are still permitted on the actual fast. Okay, moving right along to Mishnah Vav. Avru Elu. Now what happens if these three fasts pass by and still there's no rain? Okay? So now, Velo Nanu, and they were not answered, they're not answered from God, and it didn't rain from the heavens. Bezin goes in, Bezin will make a gzera, shalosh ta'anios, acheros al tzibor, another three fasts on the tzibor, on everybody. Again, a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Okay? And in these three fasts, we're already at the third stage. Ochlin v'shosin mi ba'od yom. They can eat and drink when it's still day. What does that mean? There are two types of fast. There's a type of fast where you can eat during the night, and then when the sun rises, that's when the fast begins. And that's what we've been discussing till now. But there are other types of fasts, for example, like Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, where they begin the night before. So you can eat up until, you know, it gets dark, and then you can't eat anymore. So now it's more stringent. What they're saying is that you can eat and drink while it's still day, meaning you can eat and drink the whole Sunday day, or the whole Wednesday day. But once the Sunday night comes, that's when the fast starts already. Or once the Wednesday night comes, that's when the fast starts already. It starts already. Like a Yom Kippur or a Tisha B'Av. The fast is starting the night before Monday, and the night before Thursday, and then again, of course, the night before the following Monday, to show the stringency that we're raising the bar over here for a fast. So you can only eat and drink up until it gets dark, until nighttime of Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Sunday night. And then on Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday night is when the fast begins, the night before, like a Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. And not only that, Vasurin, in these fasts, they can be forbidden now, b'malacha, to do work. So it's out of Psukim, that you can't work now on these fasts, uberichitza, neither can you bathe now on these fasts, and they bring down into your whole body in hot water, you can't bathe. But your face and your hands and your feet, you could bathe. Okay, ubesicha, with rubbing oils on yourself, ubenilas a sandal, wearing leather shoes, betash shamita, marital relations. Now we're going to be very stringent in these fasts, and we're going to prohibit all these things on these fasts. The noalan esamarchatos, and not only that, but we lock up the doors of the bathhouses so that people shouldn't be taking hot baths and they shouldn't come to bathe themselves with hot water. It's very, very stringent. We're on the third stage now. And now, Avru Elu Lonanu, if past the third stage goes and there's still no rain, okay, and those days it was very, very serious. There's no Amazon Prime or Amazon Fresh or Costco. It was, the person didn't have food to eat. So if they still didn't have rain after all the fasts that they were doing, okay, Beis Din grows in Aleim Od Sheva. Beis Din will make another seven fasts on them, which will be Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Seven fasts. Shein shlosh esrei ta'anios al tzibor, which is a total of 13 fasts on the tzibur, on the kahal as a whole, because we're including the previous six fasts that we mentioned earlier. V'nakna Mishnah es haminyan, the Mishnah is mentioning the number now, k'dila ashmi'inu, to teach us. Shane goes and wrote to Rishonos al tzibur b'nei yitzirus k'shamim. We won't go more than 13. 13 is the absolute max that will make a gzera on the tzibur for fast for the rain. So we see now that if there was still no rain, they'd go ahead and make another seven fasts on the community, on everybody as a whole, total of 13 fasts throughout this whole process. And it's interesting to note that this total number of 13 is when we make a fast on the whole Kahal as a whole, on all of Klal Yisrael. But if you include the fast that the Talmidei Chacham were fasting in Mishnah Daled during the first stage of no rain, then you'll have a total of 13 of 16 fasts, if you include that. But just for the Kahal, for the community as a whole, it would be 13 at the very, very max. Okay. Hare Elu, behold these, and then the Mishnah says, Hare Elu, these, the last seven fasts, this last portion of seven fasts that they made on the Kahal, Yeteros al HaRishonos, are even more stringent than the previous three fasts that we just had mentioned. Okay. Shebe Elu, in these seven fasts, Masriyan. Now they take out the shofars and the trumpets, and start blowing as a representation of, you know, prayer and supplication before God that He should have mercy on us. And not only that, Vinol, and again, keep in mind, they would blow the shofars during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Nowadays they won't, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And anyways, nowadays, you don't really have these fasts, they're not so common, but certainly, even if one will fast, it's not going to be with a shofar, because there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Okay. And not only that, during these seven fasts, Vinol and Asachaniyos, they'd blow the shofars, and they'd lock up the stores. They wouldn't let people go to the stores. And they bring down over here, Ain Noel in the Chol Yom. They wouldn't lock the doors for the stores the whole day. If the store was not a food store, it was a shoe store, it was a pottery store, they'd lock it up the whole day. But the stores that were there to sell food, so Avachanios Amrochos Tochi Ochel, the store that sold food, was a little bit more lenient. Meaning we want people shopping. Clothing stores, shoe stores, all those kind of stores will close up the whole day. But stores that are food stores, grocery stores, those depends. So Bishani, on the Mondays of these fasts, B'taniyos Shabiyom Bishani, the fasts that come on the Mondays, Matarim Chashecha, which means they could open their doors a little bit towards the evening, in order that people should be able to buy food, you know, for the evening, okay? But the rest of the day, it's closed. And Baruch B'chamishi, on the Thursdays of these fasts, then we open them the entire day. Why? Because Shabbos is coming up, and they cover Shabbos. You want people to be able to buy food for Shabbos. And then we open up the whole entire day, okay? And that wraps up Mishnah Vav. So we see here the level of how far we go based on, if there's no rain, how many fasts we'll do in order to request from God that there should be rain. And we'll see in Mishnah Zion that what happens if there's still no rain, we're going to go even further. But we'll hold it here for today.